Delaware Animal Shelter is making sure a homeless man and his dog won't be separated during a difficult time. From WHYY's Delaware desk, Zoe Reed reports on the pair's loving bond.
Every Saturday, Rob Roy rides his bike 35 minutes to Faithful Friends Animal Society in Wilmington, even in the rain, just so he can see his furry friend Mocha. Roy's on dialysis, but he makes the special journey to take the 5-year-old pit bull boxer mix for a walk and play catch with her. When Roy arrives, Mocha runs to him and wraps her paws around his neck before receiving her favorite treat, a Slim Jim.
That's my child. I can't say that enough. Like I said, I have no children. That'll do anything and everything for her, just as I see that she's done for me.
Shelter Executive Director Jane Parentozzi says Roy's experience is not uncommon. Faithful Friends board several homeless pets a year while their displaced owners search for housing. She says the shelter does what it can with the donations it gets.
It's really hard to see people lose their homes and think they're going to lose their pets as well, who are their family. And for Mr. Roy, Mocha is his emotional support as well. He has some severe medical issues that he's dealing with, and then losing his home because of unsafe conditions, losing his pet on top of it is very traumatic. So we're happy that we can help.
Roy, who's 50, rescued Mocha when she was a puppy. He believes she was used for dog fighting. One of her eyes had to be removed, and she was dehydrated and malnourished. Roy thought he might lose Mocha when he became homeless in March. He says he lived in deplorable conditions and even suffered an injury because of it. When he was evicted, he lost almost everything he owned. While he looks for legal help, Roy's living with his godmother.
I was at a total loss. If Faithful Friends were not there for me and Mocha, I don't know what I've done. My main point was, what is going to happen to my child? I'm going to survive and I'm going to make it, but she can't verbally speak for herself. So I had to kind of get someone to be her advocate.
Parentozzi says when Mocha first arrived at the shelter, she was stressed because she wasn't used to a crate environment, so the staff turned the office into her bedroom.
Mocha's really lovely, and sometimes she will be seen sitting in the manager's chairs if she runs the place, so we enjoy her.
Faithful Friends is now trying to help Roy find affordable housing that allows large dogs. Roy's hopeful he'll find a new home, but until then, he's grateful Mocha has a temporary living space.
Relieved, knowing that she is actually safe. And believe it or not, she's spoiled. She's really touched the hearts of the people here at Faithful Friends, and also they've touched her heart as well.
From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.